The future of Tony Romo, at least short term, very much in doubt with his broken back. He could be out 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, who knows? And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that is the official team doctor of the Dallas Cowboys, Snapper John, MD. Good morning. How are you, doctor?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay.
We're doing fine. This Tony Romo story, wow, it's pretty big.
Well, Craig, it's not looking too good for Tony.
Oh, no.
What do you know about this?
You better keep that Dak Prescott healthy. Yeah, I tell you what, maybe I need to dust off the old pig skin. Maybe keep my arm loose, you know?
Oh, I didn't used to play.
Maybe 53, I can still throw a football over the mountains over there. You better believe that. No, bring it out. No, I looked at the MRI, and there's definitely a big crack in there on Romo.
Mm-hmm. How big?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't measure big enough to put a grapefruit through, so.
No, come on.
Pretty big.
Not that bad.
It's pretty bad. I told him last time. I said, Tony, you need a new spine, but he needs to get a new spine, something fierce, you know, just titanium or some steel, aluminum, something like that. You know, whatever we can find around the office, we'll put it in there. We'll just straighten that thing out, keep it healthy. You know, problem with that kind of stuff is last time I used a new spine material, it rusted.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't realize you need to use, you know, stainless steel or something like that, titanium. I just had an, you know, old plow that I cut up and put a new spine in for someone. But Tony, you know, he needs to get a new spine. We should have put a Harambe spine in him.
I've never heard of that kind of surgery before.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking with the Cincinnati Zoo trying to get a hold of a Harambe spine.
Oh, and, come on.
Put it in Tony. You know, I'm just not that good with backs. That's my problem.
Well, that's not very good news for Tony.
Yeah, last time I did a spine transplant, got bent over like a candy cane. Couldn't see over the offensive line anymore. But he's a college kid, didn't matter too much.
Well, I would think every patient would matter to you.
Well, last week I did a sex change.
Wow.
Hey, that's a new one. I'm making more money doing sex change than I am doing quarterback backs. Yeah, a woman wanted to be a man. Used to be all them men's wanted to be a woman, but now we got these women wanting to be men. That's, you know, that's getting more and more common, and I'm kind of a specialist in that. And just this month, I've already done five of those, and that's this first day of the month. Already done them five procedures this morning.
You're wow. Number five here on September 1st.
Women wanted to be men.
I didn't know you did all that. Man, you do just about everything.
Very popular procedure.
Yeah, now what do you do exactly?
It's called an adductomy.
Very cheap, but very funny.
But, you know, that's 10 grand. That's money in my pocket.
Expensive.
Cash only business. That's what I run.
Cash wow,
only.
Really?
That's a little suspicious.
You got your butts checked lately?
What?
You got your butts checked lately. You're getting around middle age. You need to get your butt checked.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've had that done before.
Well, you come on in, George. I'll run a periscope up there, tell you what's up.
I don't know.
Probably got all kinds of hell going on in there.
I think I'm okay. No, I think I'm okay.
Oh, let's bring it back down.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I figured it was time to bring it back down.
So you think it's over for Tony Romo this year?
It's over for Tony Romo. You know, he'll come back in about probably week 16, somewhere in there.
Week 16?
Wow. Week 16. He'll probably get knocked out in the first quarter again. Now's retirement. That's the way he goes.
Oh, that's a terrible prediction from your team doctor.
Really, well, I mean, sad. That's just between you and me. We got HIPAA laws and everything like that. I can't tell you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep it on this phone line.
He's going to come back in week 16, but just between us, it'll be week 16.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks
that's what
for
what I told Robo Coach.
What's that?
You notice that Jason Garrett talks like a robot? What's up with that?
Yeah, we have noticed that.
Like the anti-snapper John. He's got no emotion in his voice. You guys are funny. I like talking to y'all. Y'all fun.
Well, we're having a good time, aren't we?
We're having a great time and everything. I got to get going. I got another adductomy lined up right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll see you. There goes Snapper John, MD. He claims to be the Cowboys team doctor. I'm not really sure that he is or not.